In the early hours of Friday morning, lawmakers debated the future of mass transit options in Wisconsin. State Representative Tamara Grigsby led an effort to lift the requirement for Milwaukee County to hold a public referendum to approve light rail.
I don't know why Milwaukee County, the largest county, should be the ones to be limited in their ability to have a more effective transportation system.
The committee approved changes that would create an RTA for Milwaukee County rather than all of southeastern Wisconsin. They also approved a car rental tax to fund a Kenosha-Racine-Milwaukee rail line. State Representative Robin Voss was among the Republican opposition.
The facts are on the side of those who are seriously in doubt as to whether or not commuter rail is anything more than a shiny train that politicians get to stand at and cut the ribbon.
The JFC also approved an RTA for Dane County, but voted down creating one for the Fox Cities. State Representative Gary Sherman of Port Wing says lawmakers need to remember that northern parts of the state need public transportation options as well.
Y'all remember the Eagles song that you can check out anytime you want, but you can never leave? Well, that's what it's like in the north. There is not a single form of public transportation that you can take to leave my district.
The changes must be approved by the full legislature. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.